Day 322, or November the 18th. Why don't you grow up? Our thoughts today are from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul wrote at least two letters to the church in Corinth in southern Greece. The city today is just an archaeological site, but very evocative as you stroll around the various remains, wondering which building would have been visited by Paul, or maybe even Aquila and Priscilla, who helped establish the church there and made tents for a living alongside Paul, who was in the same business. The population of first century Corinth was about 700,000, with maybe two-thirds of them being slaves. Before the canal was built, teams of slaves would drag ships or their cargoes across the narrow strip of land dividing the Aegean Sea and the Adriatic Sea. This shortcut saved a 200-mile sail through treacherous waters south of Greece, and was the sort of place that attracted the worst of mankind. It's amazing that a church was ever established there, let alone thrive as an active witness to Christ. Not surprisingly, it did need regular guidance and firm letters from Paul. He begins his first letter dealing with misunderstandings in the fellowship, a ripe field for harvest for many 21st century fellowships. And now today's action step. Immature believers in Corinth were hampering the development of the church there. Sadly, the same may be said of too many believers in the 21st century too. Can you imagine Jesus saying, "They won't get away with that, I have my rights, you know. Just wait till it's my turn, then they'll pay." I could go on, but I think I've said enough to make my point. All of us, me included, must act our age, not our hat size. Try asking, what would benefit the kingdom most in this situation? And then show maturity by doing it. Not for your own personal benefit, but for the good of the kingdom of God.